Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Jesus pronounced the words in today's Gospel right before the Passion, so the disciples had reason to be concerned. They could sense that the teacher would be taken away from them. And so when Jesus asked them to have faith in him, he wasn't only assuring them that what he had taught them was true. He was asking them to continue to trust him personally. He didn't want them to feel orphaned, even when the time was coming when they wouldn't see him physically. We can also be tempted to feel that way. Jesus wouldn't want us to feel he has forgotten us when we cannot recognize his presence right away, because he hasn't. We're always in his mind. Then Jesus told them, "I am the way and the truth and the life. He is the way to the Father because he has taught us how to live as children of God." His human life was a perfect illustration of what it means to live according to the commandments. Because it wouldn't be enough to get into heaven if our hearts are not prepared for it. If we are not trained to love what God loves and to rejoice in what the saints rejoice. And clearly, to keep the commandments is not enough either. The important thing is to acquire a Christ-like heart, a heart that is configured with the heart of Jesus. But still, the commandments are like training wheels that help us develop those interior dispositions by doing the right things. The Lord also said he is the truth. It's very difficult to live well, to love God and others without the right mindset and true ideas. To love others is to seek their good. So we need to know what the good of others is in order to love them. A wrong idea of what human fulfillment is could lead us to love others poorly by leading them toward something that's not their real flourishing. Finally, Jesus said, "I am the life." In the Bible, life is a concept linked to relationships. As a person, you are alive when you can be known and loved by others and give of yourself to others. So we can say that life, in this sense, is about establishing rich and committed relationships with God and with others. So what experiences have led you to discover Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life? How can you deepen that reliance on Christ so as to find encouragement in him and not just in human securities?